Well, the deed is done. The Jag is no more. It's gone. Sold. It was sad to walk away and leave it behind with a stranger. Yeah, I could really turn this into a drama, couldn't I? Am I being overdramatic? No, not in my case. You may think so. But I loved that car. And such a beautiful car. But it's gone now, so enough of this nonsense. Grow up. Smell the coffee. Oh, I can't think of any other. I don't know, is it analogies of getting over it? Whatever. No, that's dismissive, isn't it? But it's gone. And I had to get the bus from where I was in Livingston. Wait about 25 minutes. Oh, goodness grief. You know, I'm not used to this. So wait 25 minutes, the bus came, and that took me to St. John's Hospital, where I was going to pop in and pick up a prescription, which was supposed to be arranged for me. And when I got there, it wasn't. Nobody had bothered to write the prescription out and send it down to the pharmacy. So I didn't get it. So then I had to come back out there, and fortunately enough, I was literally 2 minutes, if it was, at the bus stand at the hospital before my bus came along. So, bus trips today, crazy. But, so I got off early. I could have got the bus almost to, not to my door, but near to my door, and walked maybe 300 or 400 yards. But I decided to get off the town centre and walk through my favourite wee park, and also stretch legs, grab some fresh air. And I'm just making excuses now. Actually, it was just to give myself time to get my head round the fact that I'm going back with no Jag. Oh dear God, the garage is going to seem empty, but that's a good thing about it, I suppose. As I said, this year what I'm trying to do is to take positives out of everything, no matter what it is. Try and look at the positive side of things. And of course, the positive side of things is that the garage will now get, not that it's messy, I'm a very tidy person, but get it all prepared for the new car coming, whenever that comes. It might be March or April, I don't know. But it's part of this 2014, the plans and the objectives that me and Mary have got for this year. And so the Jag's gone. And now I'm going to have to go back and tell her how much I got for it. And it wasn't near what I expected to get. Of course, when you're selling a car, especially if it's your baby, you think it's the bee's knees, it's great. And, well, the guy was absolutely delighted, the fact that the condition of the car, inside the leather, the whole interior, the engine, the boot, everything was fantastic. He didn't think it had been as good. And then proceeded to point out the rust on the wheel arches, and you know, he wasn't a tyre kicker, because, I mean, he bought the car. But he really did have a good scene too, as they say. And so we negotiated a price. Almost walked away, actually. And said, no, if that's all you're giving me, I'll keep it. Although, I know I wasn't going to keep it, but I told him that. Anyway, we came to an amicable agreement, which, as I said, was a good bit less than what I expected. But it's gone. I would have had to get some work done in it and MOT it and road tax it anyway if I was going to keep it, and then the insurance again. So it was just, I'm just trying to make myself be realistic about what happened. That's what I'm trying to do. So now it's all positives. Go home, tell Mary how much she's getting. Not. I'm sure she'll be fine, actually. I mean, she'll be disappointed, yes. But I've done nothing but talk since Christmas, basically. about being positive about things and look, just saying, sod it, we've worried all our life, let's, you know, just get on with it. And when I took the car away this morning and I said, look, I might not get what we expect for it this morning, she says, look, you know what is realistic and you're the one that deals with the car, so you get what you think's realistic and don't be looking for too much money, expect the worst and just come home with it and we'll put it in the past. I'll put the money in the bank for the new car coming and that'll be it. So that's the plans then. I say I'm sure she'll be the same when I tell her, but I'm hoping she is. What? Yeah, being realistic, of course. So, yeah, I think that's about it. How long do you think a person who loves, really loved their car, I mean, not just liked their car, loved their car, could go on rambling about it? Well, you found out just how much I could do it. But hey, in a number of weeks' time, maybe a month or two, I'll be raving about the new wee toy. Mary's toy, of course, not my toy. Can't wait to play with all the toys that's inside it. But anyway, so that'll be really bright and breezy. That'll be a different. This is a bit of a doer audio, I suppose. But no, I'm getting better as I walk along. See, it was a good move to come off at the town centre and walk through the park. Park always makes me feel good. I wished it was longer, bigger. It would take me about half an hour to get through. Oh, great, that would be fantastic. I know, some may say, why don't you just walk through it two or three times? Well, okay, I suppose I could, but there's something psychological about that. Anyway, going to go. And I'm starving. I'm going to get something to eat. And a hot cup of tea. And a bottle of whiskey. My God. Speak soon. Bye for now.